Hello, this is Simon Flexner, and this is Hobbies. Today, we're off to sunny Kansas to visit with Martin Bargtrotter, one of the country's leading practitioners of the art of hand shadows. Welcome to the program, Martin.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Tell me, is hand shadows as popular now as it once was?
Oh, indeed it is, Simon. In fact, hand shadows may be even more popular now than ever before.
Is that so? Well, before we delve too deeply into its secrets, perhaps, Martin, you could explain to our listeners just what exactly hand shadows is.
Glad to. Hand shadows is the art of making shadows with the hands.
And I might add, they're not necessarily intended to resemble hands.
Exactly. In the hands of a properly trained person, a hand shadow can resemble almost anything.
Would you be kind enough to give us an example?
Why, sure. There, can you identify that?
It sort of looks like two hands clasped together.
That's right. And all I did was place my left hand here, like so, then maneuvered my right hand over here so that it just barely touches this part here.
And that's quite amazing. And the really nice thing about all this is that you don't need messy paints, crayons, or chemicals for this hobby.
I'm sure many of your listeners have had an occasion to sit through one of them interminably boring home movies or slideshows of your neighbor's vacation.
Down in the flatland.
Next time there's a lull in the action, just jump up in front of the screen and wiggle your hands in the light from the projector bulb like this, and you'll get...
That's amazing. A dog. A dog that barks. Say, can we show our radio listeners how to do that one?
Oh, sure. In fact, that's only the first of three I'd like to do today.
What are the others?
Oh, besides the barking dog, I'll show you how to do a water faucet.
Water faucet.
And the third one, well, let's let that be a little surprise.
Well, fair enough. So, let's start with...
The barking dog.
The barking dog, right.
Okay, Simon. Put your left hand here.
Here?
Like this, yeah.
Yeah.
No, a little more over there, like that.
Like that, all right.
Now move these two fingers.
Fingers.
No, keep that one still.
Wants to move.
Just these two.
Wants to
move. I know, just keep it stiff.
All right.
Good. You've got it.
I'm not sure I can hold it there.
Sure you can. Just relax this area here.
Relax in that there.
Now take your right hand.
That's the one over here.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And place it here.
Yeah, I think that finger's moving again.
Yeah, relax this part here.
All right, fine. I'm relaxing it.
Now your right hand fits over here.
Here?
Exactly.
Ah.
Now this finger goes up here for one ear, and this one... No, keep that one stiff.
I'm trying to keep it
good.
Stiff. Okay, I hope you folks at home are getting all this, because I don't think I'll ever be able to explain it quite as well as Martin here is doing.
It gets easier once you get the hang of it. Okay, now stretch this finger down here.
I'm trying to stretch it.
And just move your thumb over there.
I've got it.
Oh, you had it.
Oh,
but you moved your thumb over here.
Look,
watch
thumb there.
See, I've got the thumb up here.
Up there.
And then I move it over.
Oh, I see. Let me try it again, Martin. The thumb is over here, and... Oh, I had it again.
But the left hand slipped just a little bit.
All right.
Watch me once more.
Left hand
here.
Right hand there.
And thumb.
Thumb. Right.
Very good, Simon. Very good, particularly for a first-timer.
Okay, I'm going to work on that one. That's the barking dog.
That's right.
Now, Martin, what's next?
Well, this one is a bit trickier. The dripping faucet. You'll need to roll up your sleeves for this one.
That means I may have to drop the bib on my overalls there, Martin.
All right.
All right, which hand first?
We'll start with the left again.
All right.
First, turn your arm so that it projects the skinniest shadow.
I'm sorry.
I thought your arm was relaxed.
It's all right. I was just a little surprised, that's all. Can we try it again?
Yes, of course. First, turn your arm this way. Good. Now, put your right arm directly
behind it.
Yeah, just like that. So the left arm shadow obscures
it. Is that it?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Now, turn these fingers like this.
You have extremely soft hands, madam.
Yes, I know. And now turn these fingers here.
They smell so fresh, sort of like the maple sap in the tub at the time I'm... Well, it's lovely.
Soap, I suppose. Now rotate the thumb
smell
like
soap to me, Martin.
So.
All right, I'm back to the thumb. All right, I think I got that.
Good. And on the first try. Very good.
That's wonderful.
Now, let me show you something. Move your right thumb here.
Right.
Just a bit.
Okay. I see. That's remarkable.
Yes, and then by moving your thumb the other way...
Oh, it drips slower. That's amazing.
And there are your own hands, Simon.
Yes, which makes it all the more amazing. Say, I hope you at home are getting this all down, because this is one of the best hobbies programs we've had in a long time. Now, Martin, you said you had one more.
Yeah, that's right. And now that you've done the others, this won't seem nearly so complicated. Watch. You put your right hand here.
Mm-hmm. We're starting with the right hand this time.
That's correct. Now, just make a fist. Like this.
Hmm?
And put your left hand here, joining the right one like so. Well, Simon, you know what it is?
It looks like a hand grenade?
Exactly. Now, you try.
All right. Let's see. The right hand is a fist.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And the left hand goes up here, like this.
Slide it down here a little.
Just a little.
There.
Aha, like this.
Yes, that's perfect.
Aha. And what if I pull the thumb off here?
No, Simon, put it back. Don't!
Be sure to tune in again next time for another edition of Hobbies with Simon Flexner.